imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the dreams, the ideas, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, but you, for whatever reason, you never pursued those dreams. You never acted on those ideas. You never used those gifts. You never used those talents. And there they are staring at you as you're lying on your bed with large, angry eyes saying, "We came to you. And only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever." And the question is, if you died today, what dreams, what talents, what abilities, what gifts, what ideas would die with you?
To know yourself is the greatest gift you can give yourself, truly. We all spend so much time with other people and other things in life, but we never invest any time in getting to know ourselves. When someone wants to meet with you and catch up with you for a coffee or a drink, you'll make time for them. When was the last time you made time for yourself? How would you know what you want in life if you don't even spend time to get to know yourself? If you have a business, you would spend time to get to know the client, find out what the client wants in order to provide the best service for the client, right? So if you really want to understand what you want in life, if you want to know what you want or what your purpose in life is, you have to spend time with yourself. You have to learn how to concentrate. Because if you can't concentrate, you won't be able to sit there long enough and figure out what it is you want in life. And once you know what you want in life, you take that power of concentration and that finite amount of energy and you focus it into what you want, and that will start to manifest in life.
Every one of us in our own lives, we have to develop what I call the spiritual anchor, the rock, the soul compass. And it has nothing to do with religion. When I say the spiritual anchor, the spiritual anchor is when we know who we are in relationship to ourselves. We know who we are in relationship to the earth, to one another, to our past, to our future. We know how we are empowered and what our potential is. And once you know that, we then can live our truth.
Human beings that get obsessed and immersed in any topic can become great at it, and so can you. So pick what you want and get laser focused. Begin to eliminate all the distractions. You are not hungry enough. You are not starving enough, and you are not focused enough. What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? And begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it.
Tell yourself, I am more than my circumstances. I am more than my demons. I am great, and I will give my gift to the world because this is what I was born to do.
So it's not about who you are today. It's about who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there. And I promise you, the day that you're willing to pay any price, you'll achieve what you want to achieve. If you truly believe that human potential is limitless, what do you want to become? And what price are you willing to pay to get there?
Don't wait for the perfect timing. The perfect timing is never going to come because there's no such thing as perfect. There's never going to be a day where you wake up and you're like, this is the perfect day for me to finally change. All the things have lined up. My inbox is completely clear. I have nothing to do today. There's no distractions. The kids are finally perfectly on their own. Oh my gosh, my husband or wife is finally perfect on their own. Everybody is healthy around me. Everything is just perfect. The day is sunny and bright. And oh my gosh, look at all this gold that just happened to appear in front of me. It's not going to happen like that. You need to say, okay, there is never going to be a perfect time, so you need to set a D-Day. Literally, a day in which you say, that's the day. And then you need to marshal all of your motivation, all of your ability to learn and develop skills as fast as you can before that day. But when that day comes, that's D-Day. That's the day that you go. That's the day that you quit. And that has to be a real date for you. I mean, mark it on the calendar. That's the day you quit the thing. That's the day you walk out. That's the day that you leave that situation that is not healthy or satisfying or good for you or your soul or the people around you. That you have to have that date. It has to be scheduled or you'll never do it. You'll just keep saying, oh, you know, one day things are gonna be. You know the people who say one day? They end up at the end with a collection of days that were so far from perfect that they're in a state of misery now. They never landed in the land of their dreams. because they were always marching in something that was miserable to them, right? At some point, the only way that life changes is that you change your course. And don't wait for a perfect day. So what's your date?
You have to be prepared to take any and every opportunity that's presented to you. All right, nothing's just gonna happen. You know, everybody say it's all on you. It is all on you. There's other people that can educate you and help you, but you take these different experiences that you learn that stick with you. I mean, you may not remember a whole lot when you were 4 years old, but there's certain memories, there's certain things. You can use them to either harness you to greatness, or you can use them to kind of just keep you where you're at. And most people are just satisfied with at. There's always a next level. Your definition of greatness and what you want to achieve could be totally different than somebody else's. You know, we always say no one wants to be first, okay, because they're afraid of the consequences that come with doing something first.
The people in life that get what they want are the ones that aren't waiting for an external force to validate their dreams, to inspire them, to give them permission. It's the people that realize that success, that happiness, that control, it comes from the internal force. And what is the internal force? It's you. It's you. It's you being able to realize that no one's going to do the work for you. It's you realizing that you're never going to feel ready. In fact, even as you start working toward the things that you really want to do, you're definitely not going to feel ready, and you're going to feel outside your comfort zone, and that's normal. When you start to feel like you're stretching yourself and you're sticking your scrawny neck out there and you're taking some risks, that's amazing because you're growing.
It's easy to look at those people who have succeeded and assume that they just got lucky, but invariably, behind the facade of overnight success is an unwavering commitment and definiteness of purpose that makes successful people able to do whatever needs to be done in order to achieve their goal of financial prosperity. Whether your dream is to become a famous dancer or to become free of financial worries, you must set that goal as your definite major purpose and refuse to allow anything to pull you from that course. To reinforce the point, consider this. They who have no central purpose in their life fall easy prey to petty worries, fears, troubles, and self-pitying, all of which lead just as surely as deliberately planned sins to failure, unhappiness, and loss. A man should conceive of a legitimate purpose in his heart and set out to accomplish it. He should make this purpose his supreme duty and should devote himself to its attainment, not allowing his thoughts to its attainment, not allowing his thoughts to wander away into ephemeral fences, longings, and imagining. Erratic action toward your goal will produce an erratic result. Our card reminds us that willpower is about the unflinching purpose to carry a task you set for yourself to fulfillment. If I set for myself a task, be it ever so trifling, I shall see it through. How else shall I have confidence in myself to do important things? What is it that you most want to achieve? Whatever it is, decide your goal and remind yourself of it every day as soon as you wake up. Make everything you do lead to that outcome. Winners are people with definite purpose in that. Take action, lack of decision. Making skills is near the head of the major causes of failure. So, if not knowing what your definite major purpose causes obvious challenges toward its attainment, then changing your mind every 5 minutes about the target comes. A pretty close second, after all, how can the invisible forces of the infinite intelligence mobilize to convert emotionalized thought into reality if you keep changing your mind? Procrastination. The opposite of decision. The opposite of decision is a common enemy which practically every man must conquer. Procrastination is motivated by shame. People put off tasks either consciously or unconsciously because they believe they will experience shame. If they complete the task, perhaps they feel their efforts won't be good enough, or that their position of authority could be questioned if their attempt is unsuccessful. It is, therefore, safer to procrastinate and blame external sources for a lack of results than to try and have to admit failure. Procrastinators very often see themselves at the top of the mountain, but they don't want to learn how to climb. But what if it's not fence sitting that's slowing you up, but the inability to make decisions in the first place? It has been thought that those that make decisions quickly are working on some sort of sixth sense, and certainly. However, cognitive psychologist Gary Kleene, with his studies into decision making processes in life and death situations, shows there is something less esoteric at play too. He concluded that far from being weighed down by knowledge, information, and memories, those with experience in a certain area were able to assess situations and mentally simulate their outcome faster than a numbers could get a notebook out. Experience and understanding allow decision makers to recognize situations and quickly commit to a course of action based on that extensive knowledge bank. So building information, knowledge, and experience, often through failure, is an essential piece of the success puzzle. There is no more miserable human being than one in whom nothing is habitual but indecision. Your main job in life is to create the mental equivalent within yourself of what you want to realize and enjoy in your outer world. Your focus must be on creating the beliefs within yourself that are consistent with the great success you want to be in your outer world. You achieve this by challenging yourself, limiting beliefs, rejecting them, and then acting as if they did not exist. You reinforce the development of new life, enhancing beliefs by increasing your knowledge and skills in your field to the point where you feel equal to any demand or challenge. You accelerate the development of new positive beliefs by setting bigger and more exciting goals in every area. Finally, you act continually as if you were already the person that you desire to be. Your aim is to reprogram your subconscious mind for success by creating the mental equivalent in everything you do or say. Behave consistent with your new self-image. You develop new beliefs by taking actions consistent with those beliefs. You act as if you already believe that you have these capabilities and competencies. You behave like a positive, optimistic, and cheerful person toward everyone. You act as if your success were already guaranteed. You act as if you have a secret guarantee of success and only you know about it. You realize that you are developing, shaping, and controlling the evolution of your own character and personality by everything that you do and say every single day. Since you become what you think about, you should only say and do those things that are consistent with your self-ideal, the person you most aspire to be and your long-term future ideal. You should only think and talk about the things that are moving you toward becoming the person you want to be and toward achieving the goals that you want to achieve the goal. Keep your words and actions consistent. Your beliefs are always manifested in your words and actions. Make sure that everything you say and do from now on is consistent with the beliefs that you want to have and the person that you want to become. In time, you will replace more and more of your self-limiting beliefs with life-enhancing beliefs. Over time, you will completely reprogram yourself for success. When this occurs, the transformation that takes place in your outer life will amaze you and all the people around you.